drink beer.
Oh, Chase Sexton, Unadilla. Hey, nice first moto. Is that the best finish you've got so far?
I think I tied my best finish. Okay. Red Bull, I got a seventh, but yeah, it was a good moto. I started, I think, about where I came through a couple of people. I think I started like 14th or something like that. And
yeah, nice charge.
Passed a couple of people, and then yeah, almost got France at the end for sixth, but then it was a little tougher pass, but the track was actually pretty fun. So yeah, it was a good first moto. Second moto was just a disaster. It was muddy, and I got off to actually a good start again. I was like sixth or seventh, and I passed Osborne, a couple of people, and then I went down, and I just lost all vision. So I got the 12th or something, 9th overall, but I'm happy with the first moto, and I think my starts are coming around, so I think we should be up in the top five.
We were talking about you this week or last week on one of my dumb shows, and normally rookies come in, pull good starts right away, run up front, lead laps. You've had a nice season, I think. It's been good, but we haven't seen any, like, grab a holy, lead three laps or anything like that. And somebody told me that even as an amateur, your starts were never good.
No, I mean, they'd never been, like, great. I've always been around, like, I feel like top five, never like a whole shot guy, but like I'm always somewhere in the mix. But I would love to get a whole shot and just to go out and run as fast as I can for as long as I can. I think people would be surprised if I got a good start, how good I could run, because I feel like my pace is there, and I've been coming through the pack. I had to pass a lot of good people, and I feel like if I can get out front, I beat people that can win. Can win. So.
Right.
I think a good start will help me in these last two nationals. That's my goal, is to get a good start and hopefully lead some laps. I would rather go backwards, honestly, right now, and start in the front and go backwards than go from where I'm 15th to 7th. So
that's a lot of work, what you're doing.
Yeah, it's a lot of work and a lot of roosts. I have friggin' welts all over me right now. So it's, hopefully just get good starts. And we made a change to my bike today, and I think it helped a lot with my starts. I got my best starts so far, so. Going, I think, build my confidence and hopefully come out in Fletch Creek and get good starts.
Overall, though, since you debuted at High Point, have you been happy with your season, or are you pissed off?
Kind of a mix of both. Okay. I feel like I've had some good races, but I feel like my potential is higher than what I've been finishing. I think my starts have definitely been holding me back, and that's why I'm so angry about it. Like, I feel like everything else is there, but the starts is not, and I feel like it's the easiest part. So overall, I mean, I feel like I've been riding really good, and I just want to get out front, and I think top five is definitely realistic. So that's my goal from here on out, and hopefully see me out front in the last two nationals.
Have you, you're around, Hampshire's a little bit of a veteran, J-Mart won today, he's won some races. Are you picking those guys' brains when you can?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, they're all pretty open. They're not, like, secretive or anything. Like, I talked to J-Mart quite a bit, and, of course, RJ, they've been doing pretty good this season. Mm-hmm. I think they've helped me a lot, and today we all sandwiched each other in the first corner, and I was in the middle, I just didn't let off, and RJ actually went wide, but it's fun racing those guys, and I think we're all benefiting from each other, and I think I'm probably benefiting the most, so I'm a rookie, but
yeah
definitely J-Mar won today, and RJ got eighth, so it's been pretty good so far, and I think we're going to get better. So,
last question. We had a little bit of a Phil Nicoletti talk with J-Mart, and you said you have limited interaction, but you think he doesn't like you.
Yeah, I mean, I hung out with him one time, and I think I rubbed him wrong or something. I think he doesn't like me either. Yeah. So, right. I don't know. I mean, I don't have anything against him. I think he doesn't like me. Right. So, it's
he doesn't like anybody.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's what everyone's saying. Right. So, all but right. Hopefully we can come. I mean, hopefully he doesn't hate me. So,
all right. Thank you.
Yep.